Well, everybody, here we are, another Wednesday, and this is the last Wednesday in June, so it's the 29th of June, 2016, and we'll clear the date like we normally do on all the different programs, at least the more recent ones anyway. So here we go. In fact, you might just listen to an older archive, maybe 3 years ago or so. I don't think I was clearing dates, and I'll just see if the show's changed a little bit. If you feel better having it clear, just be interesting just for information. Anyway, here we go, clearing the date for today. Remember, these are your numbers. Somehow people are attached to dates more than others. And, you know, maybe it's favorite numbers that you have or something. Tracking numbers is what they really are. But here we go, releasing this date. June 29, 2016. 1, 2, 3, 4, boy, it's heavy. And 5. Man, you might want to Google to see what happened in the past on this date. Here we go. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. We'll bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. So if you bring it up, I'll just energize it for you. Maybe we'll have a couple of screens, or they found a way to put it onto their larger TV screen, one of those HDMI cables. Not too hard to do, you know. Just get one and try it, and they get a much larger picture. But here we go. But the larger the picture, the more energy will come into your room because it's a larger picture. Here we go. It's not that it's going to be better energy or anything, just that it'll be probably more of the same. So that's the way it is. So here we go. Energizing that, male energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, it must be some stuff in people's rooms. Do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels like it normally should. And we'll take away a situation from you that you're dealing with. Remember, all the situations are typically on a timeline. So the past creates your current reality, and in the past has a situation in it. And all of a sudden it recycles in your current life right now. And it could be something, 500 years old. And all of a sudden, it's got you. So here we go. Think of that one incident, situation. Well, in a sense, clear the page in that book that you have with a bunch of stuff. You know, it could be, 20 feet in length, we'll say. And so we're going to clear one of those pages that you're thinking about. And here we go. So releasing that information on that page, but you're not going to lose the video of it or the way it looked, but you will lose the trauma. The peace will replace that. It takes you out of the mind energy of duality and brings in peace. The way it's supposed to be, just having an experience without anything happening to it. To you, anyway. Here we go, releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll bring up our co-host. So are you in the VBS booth there, in the remote location there?
I am, and it is such a remote location. I love where it is, actually, so it's wonderful. It works for me, and I still get to talk to everybody out there in BBS land, so it's great. Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday Night Creation Lightship Show. We had a banner weekend, I would say. Some major clearings done by Ron. He's ready to take a long nap, but unfortunately has to keep working on lots of things. But we had a great Saturday. We had the 8-hour call on Sunday, and he continued doing more things that he started out doing on Saturday for us. And then on Monday was the organ rejuvenation call, which was our restoration call, which was absolutely wonderful for me. And a lot of people have written in different things that they have to say about it, and I'm still finding them because it looks like there's a lot of new emails in here. So I'm just kind of finding the different ones that I want to read. And I think that we have one here. It says, I have to go to the next one. Hold on a second. That's not about that. This is about the organ call. It says, I was able to finally get on and stay on the organ call. It was really great and thorough. My body feels quite refreshed, freer, and lighter. And thank you very much, Ron. So that's one of
You're
my
welcome.
Long-time listeners. Yeah. Yeah, it's really wonderful. Boy, I guess I need to start writing things down because I do find myself having a hard time remembering exactly what went on. But I just feel for me that it was like, oh, I can't believe this whole time, even though I've been doing clearings, that I even still feel my spirit moving into those body parts that seem freed up now. And I didn't even know it until all of a sudden it was opened. And then I was like, oh, that feels great.
I think I'll do a clearing for people as you're looking, finding emails to read. So what I'll do is I'm going to count to 100. And on the call, we did this for bitterness, being bitter, bitter of life or feeling bitter. Some of those things that you kind of, you hear the word and you're really not too attached to it, but it has these hooks in you. I'm going to clear bitterness for everybody listening. And we'll just see how that feels for you. I don't have it on the website as a clearing, so anyway, we'll just see what we can do here. I think maybe the special clearing may work for that. It's a whole lifetime clearing. But, it would work for that, as a whole lifetime. But here we go. You find that you didn't know that you had something going on. Now you feel like, wow, what happened to me, then you may want to do your whole lifetime. But anyway, here we go. Bitterness clearing. And you may even want, I got an email from one person. They said, sort of like, I didn't know I was bitter. Then I started seeing, because we did quite a bit of bitter clearing. Maybe half a dozen or so clearings of this. And this person said, I'm going to look at something that I think I'm bitter with. So they mentioned it out loud as I'm doing the clearing, running to 100, and that got taken away. Then they found another thing. Then they found out that they were bitter toward bitterness. So that was kind of neat for them to say that. But they really didn't realize that that had such a hold on them. So here we go, everybody. Let's start off here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. We'll just see how your body's doing. I have a little note here, maybe to clear next week. We're going to go into the future here. Well, it's not created yet, but in darkness it is. Remember, they make timelines, and everything is kind of created, like your whole life is. So we're going to clear July, which is next month, 7th, which is on a Thursday. So I have here 7th, July 7th, so July is 7. And then Thursday would be the date to 7. And the year, we'll say, is 16. That all equals 777. So that could be a really powerful day for people. The aliens may have a very, very powerful meaning. So some foreign countries, like to have certain dates like that because they so that they're a special day. Let's clear that in case there's negativity to it, or maybe a lot of positivity, which could throw it out of balance, bringing in negativity. So let's just kind of make it neutral if that's going to affect you. So here we go, clearing those dates. So July 7th, 2016. So here we go. During that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okie doke. Oh, I'll turn it back over to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes, I now I remember you did a lot of bitterness clearing it, and that was very helpful as well. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I don't think that's a clearing. So that is good that we can do that in the special section. So that's very good to keep in mind. If anyone has the special clearing, then that would work. And, you know, I have a question about that, Ron. When somebody does a special clearing and it's, okay, so they do the special clearing, but they haven't done, say, bitterness previously. Do they write on the very top bitterness and then run it times their age to clear that thing throughout their whole life?
They probably want to clear the whole lifetime of that, yes.
Okay. And then they can do situational stuff after that?
Yeah, so you want to get the unlimited version of that. I think it's on there. I know we have the seven-generational clearing for that. I would think if you're dealing with bitterness in this lifetime, you probably need to do the seven-generational, at least one, or, you know, at least going back, you know, one time. And typically, you know, a seven-generational clearing, that would, you know, typically be around 1850, just to pick a date. Oh, you're going back seven generations. That would probably be about that time. And that's what's come forth. There's a lot of stuff that could have happened back then. Oh, back to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure all of our ancestors dealt with, all sorts of heartaches, and they didn't have much really to help them out of that, probably. So if we're carrying that DNA.
And if you look at some of the older photos, I know there's a restaurant that I go in off and on, and they moved the family picture. So, you know, but geez, it would scare you when you looked at it. You know, it just looked awful. They look like they're really pissed off and angry. You know, looking at you with the mother, father, and I guess the son, look like he's probably maybe about 10 years of age or something. Looking at you, no smiles, no nothing, just like kind of blank eyes, sort of, like they're really, you know, upset. A lot of those older pictures, that's the way they look. In fact, just to go sideways here, it's for me, it's very, in a sense, sad, but I don't deal with sadness, but if I did, because when I see the Native Americans, North American Indians here. I haven't seen the Eskimo pictures of old Eskimos, but the North American Indians, you know, probably because they got moved and screwed over, you know, et cetera. The pictures normally just look really, really sad. And maybe they didn't have a way to film them or take a picture, possibly. I don't know, when they were, you know, they were on their own reservation, probably being happy, you know. Most of them that I've ever seen, you see them and they just look very, very sad. In fact, I'll do a clearing for if you are Indian and you have some of that Indian blood in you. You may not be 100%, but you may have, you know, a little bit. So let me, I'll do a clearing for that, for bitterness here out of you. And also sadness. I'll put them together. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. I'll do that one again. And I'm sure other cultures could use this too, but I'm just going to work on North American Indians right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So as I'm doing this, I'm thinking probably not next month, but the month after that, July, maybe August, I'm guessing. Maybe we could put together a couple-hour call like this one here. So, you know, all of you listening out there, you have your own, you know, maybe major race that is who you are. And then you may have a couple other races that are mixed in with you, we'll say. But with those races, very possibly, you know, you went through something like that too, your ancestors did, I should say. And you may have something with, you know, maybe lack of food, you know, maybe a lot of suffering, maybe cold weather or something. Maybe we could do a little call for that. Maybe we can figure out a way to put something together for that. Maybe have maybe these six issues that maybe somebody could maybe type something in if they're interested in that, and put down some major issues that all different races or cultures could have, and we could do a clearing on that for a couple of hours, you know, and just see how that works. So anyway, I'll just throw that out because I know there's people listening now and they go, gee, you know, I'm maybe Chinese or something, and I know my ancestors had the bound feet and my feet kind of hurt at times, and, you know, or, you know, I was burned at the stake or something, you know, or, you know, so you have all your own, you know, stuff from your own race or culture that they did crap to you, you know? So maybe we could put something on like that as a generic type of, you know, little clearing, you know, in, you know, August possibly. Anyway, I'll just throw that out there, and we'll just see if we can figure out. But maybe we could develop 15 minutes for each, maybe do eight of them for 2 hours, 15 minutes for eight situations, we'll say. Anyway, I'll just turn it back over to you, Michelle.
Okay. Wow, that sounds like a great idea. I always remember this friend of mine said once, I don't believe in past lives because you always hear these people tell these horrible stories about these horrible things that happened. And I looked at him and I said, you tell me one race on this planet that hasn't suffered. And he couldn't answer because everybody has suffered with something. So I think we could all benefit from that. That would be a great idea. So, yeah, I guess we could take, you know, if anybody could put something together or send us ideas, we'd love to hear it. You can always write in at clsquestions@yahoo.com your ideas, and we'll put something together. That would be awesome. So, and if anybody else remembers, about a year ago, I think maybe around August, we did some clearings for Native American emotional bodies. We did about three in a row, I feel, maybe for sure one show, possibly more than one show. And if anyone has those show dates, I would love to have them and write them down and give them to some friends of mine that I think might be very interested to hear that. Okay, so Ron, we have a few more testimonials. This one says that they feel much calmer today and the heart seems more released, much freer from old traumas, sadnesses, blocks, heartbreak, sense of betrayals, etc. And then they have a question. They say they want to follow your advice and do the spirit barcode removal. Thank you very much. And then they say, what is the difference between the limited and the unlimited clearing?
Okay. The limited ones are just one time through. That's like a whole lifetime clearing. And those normally, you know, you just do them one time. And if you're finding yourself being pulled into a situation, we'll just say like the emotions, then you want to get the unlimited version after that, where you can input a situation that came upon you, maybe during the day or during the week, and you can clear that from yourself. Or you could have done a clearing, you know, 5 years ago, and you're coming onto the show again, and you go, yeah, I didn't know what that unlimited was for, but you needed to stay current. So you'd go back and clear, you know, from when you had that clearing, go back 5 years, and that puts you to the present moment now, so your stuff is taken away from you that you experienced in the last 5 years, because once you do the clearing, it doesn't go into the future. There's your past. But the life doesn't work in the future. It's in the now. You're carrying your past in the DNA. Thank you, aliens, for doing that here. That's why you're suffering. That's the difference. The unlimited is what you get after you do your whole lifetime clearing. But I noticed I sort of reading some of the emails that was sent to me, you know, from the calls during the weekend. It's sort of like, you know, you're offsite working and you're working really hard, you know, and you're kind of maybe sweating a lot and, you know, your clothes are dripping wet, we'll say, from sweat. No, it's something like that, you know. And then, you know, you need to take a shower. So you get your clothes off and your skin kind of feels kind of like a gunky feeling, you know. Maybe the skin's kind of pulling of all the impurities that you let out of your body through your sweating, you know. Then you get a nice shower and you go, oh, man, this really feels good. That's kind of what those calls were like, especially if you're on, you know, the three calls that we had back-to-back there. So anyway, yeah, I can feel the difference with the listening audience because it's not that heavy. Oh, you know, I kind of sense the energies all the time because it goes through me. And there's not too much that, you know, compared to the other shows that we had, maybe the Friday show we'll say to now, boy, what a difference it made for the people. Well, that's great. You just feel a little more transparent. Back to you.
Oh, good. I like feeling transparent. It feels very good. So that last listener that wrote in has another question at the end. It says, in this context of the spirit barcode removal, does it mean that there will be no parallel lives either?
No. The spirit barcode is only at ascension time where it's going to work for you. And then you're not going to be taken to a dark side universe because the light will know that you're here. Otherwise, it doesn't know that you're here because it just looks for light. So if the dark side abducts you onto a timeline and you're not here in the now, then the light's not going to find you because you're not here. Oh, it works one time at ascension. So if you don't want to have any other lifetimes elsewhere, in darkness, then you want to get that clearing. Get your ticket out of here.
Yeah. Well, I think most people probably listening don't want to come back. So I would say that is the absolute end-all, be-all clearing that you have to have. The others make it more pleasant to be here, almost tolerable. So, yes, that's a great one, the spirit barcode. But if a person did want to remove their parallel lives, there are clearings for that. And I believe they are the cloned body on cloned planet, cloned body on other planet. And there's two others, and I actually can't remember the names. So if anyone can write in, I think other people know the names of those, then I would denounce those.
Well, I know we got parallel lives on cloned Earth, and parallel lives, you know, clone bodies on other planets and stuff. So those two are kind of neat to do, because it's a different clearing than your standard timeline crashes and things and parallel life clearings. All the clearings work, and they could look kind of similar or sound similar, but they are for a specific purpose. So if you're looking at a clearing and you don't know what it is, but you're looking at it, then maybe you might need it, because all of a sudden, you're looking at it,
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way to kind of, and some people say, Ron, I keep going back to this one clearing, and I don't think I have any of those issues, but I keep seeing it, so I think I'll just clear just for the heck of it. And they go, wow, what happened? I didn't realize I had that, that issue, Because you're blind to issues that you're deeply involved with. And, that's why I put up it's a jumpstart clearing with those 30-some issues in there. Just can't recall what it is. But anyway, it's a clearing that gives you a bunch of issues that you clear to get yourself plugged back into life again. So it's a gigantic Band-Aid, to help you. It's not the body jumpstart. That body jumpstart is for, a physical condition problems. Maybe one of the ladies know, an email sent to us or something. It just escapes me right now.
Yes, me too. There is another clearing also besides the parallel life ones. You're right, the cloned body and then parallel lives on Earth or other planets. And then there's one that says all alien parallel lifetimes. And I believe that one you go through, you put in each clearing that you've done, like if you've done the emotional whole life clearing, then you put that in and it clears all the, maybe explain what that does.
Yeah, that's what it does. So it puts that into the alien aspect of those lives, okay, having emotions and stuff. Yeah, instead of having more clearings put up, just do that one and then enter in one of your emotions or fear or anger or something, and it will work with the alien aspect of that particular energy. That's what that one is for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great one. You use a lot. Okay. Nobody has written in yet exactly in the name of that one that you were just looking for, but I could take a look.
Self-empowerment clearing. That's what it is, yeah.
That's it, the self-empowerment clearing, yep. And there was one more section to that. There was just a little tiny thing that the person also mentioned in that last email, and I have forwarded that on to Ron. That was for his private information. So just to let you know that Ron will have that in his inbox. Okay, so let's see what we have here. Yes, some comments about the bitterness towards possibly the opposite sex, so that would be very beneficial for that clearing. Okay. It says, why can't the emotional whole life be used and only the special healing is put into the specific incident, but I can see it's more efficient in the special healing. So, they're wondering for bitterness, would it be emotional or would it be in the special healing?
You have to put the bitterness in there, probably behind your name, I think, for the special clearing.
Okay.
The special clearing was initially put up just for a physical problem that somebody, has. You've been into a car accident, we'll say, and you got scraped up somewhat, and what do? Well, the special clearing is to help you with that. But it will also work with the other ones, but, it wasn't designed for it, but it would work for that. So I put up another clearing that would be a little more generic. But it's only good for one time. So I'll have to redo the clearing. So if you do one, it'll be just like having buying a whole lifetime clearing and then you specify what you want to have in it. Maybe, for instance, you're doing the self-empowerment clearing just because you want to see what you're missing or where your problems are. And I think there's, you know, there's like 30, maybe 4 or 36 issues, plus you can add something to it. So you're doing those, and you go, man, I, you know, this number one here that I'm doing, whatever it is, let's say it's number 15, you go, wow, this is really kicks butt. And you go, well, I need to have a clearing for that. And I don't know about it, but, you know, I don't think it relates to me or thought it. I don't think it did. Now I realize that I'm deeply involved in it. So you could put that one into that special clearing as a whole lifetime clearing and pay for that and do that one if it's needed. A lot of people have self-discovered themselves by doing the self-empowerment clearing because they find out that, well, I got a blockage here and I cleared it out instantly. That's what it's good for. I put it up for people who are just struggling with life, and they don't know what to do next. They did a few clearings, maybe, and they just go, man, I don't know. You know, it helped, but I'm still stuck. So if you feel stuck in your life, self-empowerment one was put up to help you and do all the clearings. You know, some people at first they go, oh, I don't know. I'm only going to do 5 or 6 of these here. I don't think I have the rest of them, but. Then somebody said, you know, Ron, I'm just going to believe that I probably have all this stuff here, and I'm going to do them starting from the first one and continue on, and voila. I think it's a 6-week-long clearing, too, so just keep at it. So back to you.
Okay, and we have another little question about the spirit barcode removal. They say, wow, it is an 8-hour marathon. Would it be okay if they split it over 2 days for 4 hours each?
I'm sure you could do that, yes.
Okay. All right, well, that's good to know. Okay. Now, this one, it says... Okay, that one's private. I think I should forward that on to you, Ron. Okay, so I'm still looking for ones about the weekend call.
In fact, yeah, okay. I know on CPR Radio, on the archives, we do have a show that we explain the self-empowerment clearing, the information on it. So you may want to check that out. Which one it is.
Yep, I think we're getting, somebody is mentioning it right now, that there is they believe it is the CTR archive, and it's show number 11. It goes in the self-empowerment clearing in detail, speaks about it. So that's another show number 11, and that's in CTR, not BBS.
You're interested in kind of more of what we're doing, and you're a newbie, and you don't know where to go to. The CTR shows were very organized and thought through. Kathy did tons of work on those shows to get the format right, so that we could use it to help people out in the future. So if you're interested and you want to know what each show is and stuff, it's designed for that. So. You can go in there and really get explanations of different things. And we also have the one show that has the 12 source energies on it, too. That's very, very nice. Oh, back to you.
Yes, well, as you know, I really do like the archives because they are great. You do a lot of healings on them, so they're wonderful for newbies. There's a lot explained. We go over the different healings, what they do, and we go over how to use them. We go over doing timeline crashes, which are incredibly beneficial to people. So all that stuff has been talked about at some point in the past, usually. And it's just a good source of information. So if people aren't sure exactly where to find what I'm talking about, those because maybe they are newbies, so the archived radio shows are on the right-hand side of the page. There's a purple square and a blue square, and if you just click on those, you'll see a whole bunch of years' worth of different shows, and you can just click on them, and they'll just keep running. Okay. Somebody said they wrote in some song lyrics about time-traveling soldiers. That's what they think it is about, which is interesting. Maybe I will forward that to you, Ron.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm just still looking for if anyone has anything to say about this weekend.
And the self-empowerment, yeah, I think it's $50 to do. And then if you want to keep doing it, then, you know, it has the unlimited version for $50 also. Some people who I have, you know, who talked to me anyway, they said, yeah, I got the clearing like 3 years ago. And then I thought I needed it again because maybe I lost my job or something and I kind of felt stuck or depressed. So they bought the unlimited. And they a lot of people that I've talked with actually run it about every month or two just to get in there, just to run certain things that they think they're stuck with. They don't run the whole thing, but they do run different parts of it as they pick and choose of what's there. And then also you have the other box in there. I think the last one, if you have your own special situation, you know, that you want to, you know, put in there to become self-empowered, you know, then, you know, one thing could be, you know, just kind of jokingly, you know, you know, you're doing fine, and then one of your neighbors or somebody down the block gets this dog that looks pretty aggressive, you know. And now, by the time you walk by the place, the dog is running out at you, maybe on a chain or something, barking at you like it's going to want to eat you or something. And now, each time you walk by there, you know, you just start losing your self-esteem and everything else and walk the other side of the block to try to avoid the dog. So now you're dealing with fear. And, you know, you may want to put that in there. There is other is a dog doesn't like me or something, you know. Or, you know, I'm intimidated by the dog. You know, and so that clearing could work for that, just to get rid of that one issue. Because it's just one issue maybe each day or once a week that the dog is doing this to you. It's bringing forth your DNA of a situation that you can put in the butt probably pretty easily that way. So there we go.
Yes, it's a great clearing. I did it once. Lasted for a long time. Did me a lot of good. Okay, so somebody wrote in, they said the organ rejuvenation call, they didn't really have much of a reaction, so maybe they just didn't feel it, which many people do not feel much. They just realize a few days or weeks later that maybe something that used to bother them no longer bothers them. But they say that their bird, they have a pet bird, had this reaction. The parent of the bird gave the bird a bunch of different food. It was a new food blend, and she likes it better. And tonight she was clanging a water dish to say that she was hungry. For a 6-inch bird, she's really smart. She put water on her pellets a couple weeks or so ago and made a pellet soup, and now she has new food. It's not so dry. So.
Oh, boy.
I love animals. They're just the best. And then they say thank you to all of us for all the different help we give. Okay. Okay, so this one says, do the commands of you talking and the radio shows work when we have a picture up? Do we need a light with a being to transmit it also?
Are they mentioning about when we're on the radio program that if they have a picture by? I don't quite understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I think they're wondering, maybe if they're not at home, if...
Yeah, if you're not home, then it will take the place of you. Picture's like your surrogate, you know, so it's you, and that's how you clear that. You know, some people have said, you know, Ron, I want to buy a picture for my uncle, I mean, not a picture, but a clearing for my uncle, and, you know, they're overseas. So how do I do that? Well, you can get a picture of them and get on the computer and just clear that also with your picture. But just by putting their name, it'll automatically do it. But you could put the picture there, and maybe, you know, you're doing some of the free sample clearings, and you got it up running. Well, we'll put their picture in front, too, that they all have that same clearing work for them. Oh, you know, you can get some benefit by doing something that you never really was aware of, but the picture will have that energy on it. Oh, back to you.
Yes, and I believe that, I think you might have mentioned before that if one of your friends, you're talking to them maybe about TLS and you think it might help them, but they're just not quite getting it, like it takes a while for people to get it sometimes, you could use the 2,000-year barcode removal, and they might start to understand it a little more.
Yeah, that helps to take away the implants and the alien control, and maybe the, you know, whatever is there to which is blocking them. Remember, they're already blocked. So they probably got blocked when they were born, because we're at the end of the 2,000-year cycle, whatever that's going to be. Hypothetically, we'll just say that. And everybody living in this lifetime, you know, you're just on the verge of not being here, but the aliens brought in all the technology to, you know, have you get having a good life, but stuff outside of yourself. So, and most people don't normally go inward. So that's what happens. And they brought it in, you know, the last 100 years or so. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we got all this stuff. If you look and see what you have now, even, you know, the young kids, you know, they know how to run a computer and play the video games and everything else, and you know, the old people, look at it like, you know, how are they doing that, you know? But they have,
yeah.
They're kind of born with that the new tech stuff automatically in them or something, you know. Anyway, you know, but it's really taken us into whole different, realm. I watched something on TV, and they said something like, I guess maybe after the war, World War II, I think they said that half of the population of the United States was like 25 years of age. I go, wow, that's really something. Well, you can imagine, you know, as they all came back here traumatized, since it's half the population at that age, you know, how awful that was. But yet, you know, they're all the same age, and so they're all living together with the same mindset, where now we have all different types of people, a lot of different ages living. So it's probably harder to control masses, where back then it would be much easier. You just target an age group, you know, looking how the aliens would work, you know about numbers. So if they're all 25 years of age, that's half the population. They can just target people, you know, around the age of 25, blind control of implants and stuff, and they got half the population. Back to you.
Was that half the population for the entire Earth or just this country?
The United States, I believe they said.
Yeah, I think that's the baby boomers, huh? That's what.
Yep. Yeah, more than likely, yeah.
Yep. So now they're all a certain age and in the same realm. Yeah, that's interesting. It wouldn't be difficult, if you wanted to control everybody, to just, you know, print a couple good articles in the newspaper at the time.
Yeah.
You know. So. Okay. Somebody says the body rejuvenation clearing is for a certain amount of time. I think you get it for 3 months or something like that. And
yeah, I think that is a three-month clearing. I think it's a body jump start, because I think there's five clearings in that one. So the body jump start is for people who have a condition of something, situation going on. And the body rejuvenation is a little different. I don't think that one is that long.
Oh, okay. So the listener is wondering, as a follow-up to the body organ restoration call, would you recommend for additional support the Light Infusion Healing Chamber online and the Auric Field Protection?
That one's hard to answer. I don't know. Everybody's different with their condition that they're dealing with. What I would do is since we had a lot of stuff taken off of people, if you're on the last three calls, for instance, or just the one on Monday, look at yourself now, maybe do the self-empowerment one and see which one of those clearings tend to, call out to you in a sense or push your buttons so you know you can get rid of more stuff. Right now, you have a lot of, before you probably had a lot of overlapping energies, and it was kind of hard to define where you are and what situation you're in and what energetic body is corrupted. And now, they're probably pretty much cleaned out, and you're able to probably zero in more on yourself to find out what whole lifetime clearing you need. So I would look at, the whole lifetime clearings and see which one you might be needing, only because you're probably able to look at it more clearly now. The other ones, are okay to have, but, I would tend to want to zero in on moving more density out of you. Maybe somebody could comment on that, give us an email or something. Maybe they see clearing that they now need that they never thought they ever needed before. Be able to focus more on themselves because a lot of that density was taken away. Back to you.
Yes, okay. So, it says here the self-empowerment is $50 and the additional $50 is for unlimited. So that really is only $100 for an unlimited clearing. So that's a good thing to have. Okay. Yes. And let's see here. We have. Oops, let me go to this one here. Nope. That one I'm going to send on to you, Ron. Is there any other healings that you want to do for us, Ron, tonight? Maybe like a sample?
Yeah, we could do one. I'll do the in and out one where you get your spirit realigned more in your body, along with, getting your feet and legs more energized. So here we go. I'm going to take you out of your body just momentarily. And going out from, say, your crown chakra, just to be very simplistic here, and coming in through your feet. And you're going to find yourself getting a little heavier. And you're going to have more healing because spirit typically doesn't like going below your waist. Only because I think it probably wants to get the heck out of here. It can jump out quicker, So here we go. And maybe it doesn't like going in your legs because of all the ley line transmissions from the aliens. It goes, too negative down there for me, I need to stay up higher and higher ground here. Here we go. I'm going to say out and in, and we'll do this about 10 times. So you could feel a little dizzy, but you'll be okay. So out and in, 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 out and in. Out and in, 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 out and in. There we go. So I'm just kind of sensing something too for people. If you travel a lot, maybe you have to travel, we'll just say 20 miles to work or something like that, or you're on the subway or whatever. I take note on how your house feels where you're living. And how it feels when you maybe get in on the subway, for instance, or if you're in a car, you're driving into another town, because the energy should be probably completely different in another town, because the towns have their own energies. And you might want to see if it's better or worse than where you are, just to kind of take a simple note of that. And then naturally, destination is probably going to be work. just see how that feels. Then you can go onto the website and maybe do a space clearing for when you're traveling. You're not going to be clearing that town out, but you could do a space clearing. You know, maybe you're on a subway for 5 minutes going through a town, for instance, and you go, wow, it's really negative to me. So you can do a space clearing so that the stuff won't stick to you, because you're probably going to be bringing it to your work. So, you know, you take your shower, you know, maybe every morning, and then you get in and you get on the subway, for instance, and then when you get to work, you know, you're all slimy and you feel gunky or something. So this way you can help yourself out. And the same thing driving a car through different towns, you know, you're going to be hit with different energies. So that space clearing can be very good for you, so that you can arrive, just like you hopped out of your shower, put your clothes on, and then you open your door and you're at work. And it'd be a different you there, instead of one that's so downtrodden or beaten up or something by just having your trip going to work. So back to you.
Yes, that's really good. I have a location clearing going on right now, and there's actually different things that you can clear out of different areas. You can say the area that you want it to be cleared out of, and then there's a list, a drop-down list of what you want to be cleared out, and it goes through all sorts of different types of energies and some specific alien energies, some that we've been all dealing with lately. And you just put it in there and basically let the light beams take care of it. So that really is helpful. Those space clearings are great. I've used them a lot.
Yep, they help out a lot. Uh-huh.
Yeah, especially for general entities, places of work. And I noticed it goes room by room. So it says, like, kitchen, master bedroom, other bedrooms, closet. Do you have to contain it to each small area?
Oh, you're starting someplace. So as you move around the room or whatever, then, you know, you're just getting it cleared out more and more as you become more specific for what you're doing in the room. Some people don't want to open up a closet door or a cupboard, or they don't even use it because they know there's such bad energy in there. Or maybe they just don't want to do it, and not knowing why they don't want to do it, but it's probably the bad energy. So if that happens to you and you go, yeah, no, I never opened that door up, you know, or that closet or whatever. I just got a bunch of my old books in there or something, and I don't need to open it. Well, there might be a reason. So you're going to clear it out. And if you do have books, metaphysical books that are, you know, wreaking darkness, you may want to clean those out too. A lot of people just burn them to get the energy off. You know, wash your hands after you pick them up. All those words are still alive and wiggling. Even if you don't open the book up and you bought it and you put it aside, or somebody gave you a book, all those keywords in it, ready to grab you, and they're active. So the book is closed. Back to you.
Okay, yes. There was a time when I got that. I finally got what you were talking about, and I went through all my books. They're gone now.
So you got one more. I think Kathy wrote something here. Do you want to kind of read that?
Mm-hmm. It says, this one from a listener, it says that last Saturday you were talking about how vowels and letters have different power and energy, and some more so than others, and especially double vowels. And this person is a Scrabble player, or they were, and they noticed that each letter has a number on it representing its value. The vowels have more value, and the consonants, particularly X, Y, Z, and Q, have more than the others. They find that a direct parallel of what you talk about, Ron. The alien energy is in our Scrabble word games in the form of scores. How interesting.
Wow, that's telling you how it works. They always just throw stuff, you know? We're going to get you, but we'll tell you how we're going to do that, how the maze is, if you're smart enough to understand. So let's do the Mind to Heart Drop, everybody. And here we go. And tomorrow, our call is getting rid of the alien replicas that are in you that have the same problem over and over again. And when you get rid of those, you may feel a lot better. So that'll be tomorrow at 5:30 Pacific. That's our Thursday call. Well, here we go, everybody. Adding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head. Command your spirit first. So you're commanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So, Scrabble information came from another person. It was just relayed to us by a listener. So, thank you, everybody. Blessings, and keep doing the Mind to Heart Drop so you can stay in the present moment. And another way of stating that, you want to have peace. 20 seconds away. All you need. So back to you now to close the program. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Good night.